The meeting was called to order on Friday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m.
Quiet, please.
I don't care if they listen or not. I'm going to read it. If you want to hear it, you'll listen.
There you go. That's what I like.
We heard from ISBVI Superintendent Jim Durst about the latest happenings at ISBVI and the plans for the future. He assured us that the identity and focus of ISBVI would not change once we had united campuses with the Indiana School for the Deaf, and that the same would hold true for the Indiana School for the Deaf. We held nominations for the election of officers. This year's nominees included the following. For president, or for the office of president, Bill Sparks and Nancy Burris. For the office of vice president, Corey Wills, Tyler Shirk, and Abby Fleener. For the office of secretary, Amanda Knowles and Jennifer Sparks. And for the office of treasurer, Barbara Price. The meeting was adjourned at 9 p.m. On Saturday, August 22nd, the meeting was called to order at 9:15 a.m. The secretary and the treasurer's reports were provided, reviewed, and approved. President Sparks advised that the grant funding received to defray the costs of the convention had been provided through a private trust. We revisited our slate of nominees, and Teresa Fleener was then nominated for the position of treasurer. A question was raised about the necessity of a secret ballot, and Chris Hollingsworth noted that our Constitution requires this procedure. President Sparks advised that the name of some of our virtual participants had been unable to access the convention due to complications with the internet. We voted to reimburse those who did not get what they had paid for and to call said participants by phone to give them an opportunity to vote. Each of the candidates was then given an opportunity to speak. And Chris Hollingsworth reviewed the duties and responsibilities of each of the officers as noted in our Constitution, Article 3, Section 2. We then adjourned at approximately 10:30 a.m., at which time the scholarship committee gathered for their meeting. We reconvened for the banquet at 12 p.m., at which time Michael Loff offered a keynote address. We began our afternoon session at 2 p.m. with a quick review of our ballot casting procedures, then moved into the election process. The election resulted in a runoff between two of our vice presidential candidates, Corey Wills and Abby Fleener. The ultimate outcome resulted in the following slate of officers: President Bill Sparks, Vice President Abby Fleener, Secretary Jennifer Sparks, and Treasurer Teresa Fleener. President Sparks then delivered his report, noting that the alumni directory and database were well underway, and noting further planned partnerships with the school. He noted that we will possibly be making plans for a tour of the school to coincide with our next convention. Don Coors noted that we had received two $10,000 contributions to the scholarship fund. One from alumnus Frank Andrews, and the other from the estate of Mr. and Mrs. Durwood Hutchinson, former superintendent of ISBVI. The meeting was adjourned at 5:30 p.m. Sunday, October 23rd, 2022, we began the morning with our worship service led by Dina Polston. The business meeting was called to order at 9:30 a.m. We revisited the proposal of a Hall of Fame commemorative plaque for ISBVI alumni and staff. After some discussion, it was determined that President Sparks would appoint a committee to establish criteria for honoring and or introducing individuals into a proverbial Hall of Fame. President Sparks... Some of us might need to be in a Hall of Fame. President Sparks committed to have such a committee established within 90 days. He noted that the plaque currently in his possession would be returned to the rightful owner, the original contributors. President Sparks opened a discussion about the possibility of raising the amount of our membership dues, noting that the dues from membership had not been raised in the last 50 years. After such discussion, we voted to increase our annual amount to $10 per person. We briefly discussed interest in amending the Constitution to eliminate the requirement of a secret ballot. Tammy Hollingsworth advised that anyone wishing to write such an amendment could contact her to discuss. She also noted that any amendment written in the Constitution would need to be reviewed during two biennial conventions before we could ratify the Constitution. We took a moment to recognize our oldest alumni, our youngest alumni, our alumni who had traveled the furthest, and those who had celebrated their 50th anniversary as an alumni since our last convention. We had a brief discussion of the standing committees, how they were appointed and organized, and the general purpose of each. The convention was adjourned at 10:25 a.m.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you,
Chris. Chris pulled it out.
Yes, Tammy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is carried.